This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And welcome into another post-game edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. It's a Western Conference number one seed clinching edition of Spits and Suds. Oh, how that sounds so good. Boy, is it nice to come on these podcasts and you listening when I say it's a Central Division title edition. It's a Western Conference top seed edition as the Dallas Stars pulled out an overtime victory against the Blues by the score of 2-1 at the AAC in a game that, boy, you want to talk about a goaltender expo. This was a pretty one as Jake Oettinger, man, 27 saves, two of the more flashy saves you'll see, including stopping all of the Blues in overtime and in the shootout. And Mason Marchman scored for Dallas, tying the game at one. Robert Thomas had the lone tally for the Blues. And they made it 1-0. As I mentioned, the Stars came back in the third period. Need to tip the cap to Jordan Binnington. I know he's a division rival. I know. You're not a big fan of Jordan Binnington. He made 36 saves. He looked terrific. Kept the Blues in the game. I thought the Stars were the more dominant team throughout. Face-off circle, as they usually do. But tonight, they dominated 61%. Both teams not scoring on the power play. I mean, we need to call it what it is. It was a game that I'm not saying both teams weren't trying. They certainly were, but it was a game that was lacking kind of physicality, and it was like, hey, let's not get injured. One team was going home. The other wanted to stay healthy. Just one difference in the lineup as Tyler Seguin got the night off for a rest day, and good to see Evgeny Dodonov back in the lineup for the Dallas Stars. And that one game makes a huge difference as far as getting back on the ice for Dodonov after months of not being able to. There's practice, and you can go full speed in practice, but there's just something different as far as a game speed and, you know, getting touched and being out there in a game situation. So it's good to see he'll be ready for the playoffs. So what happens? I think if Evgeny Dodonov probably is a healthy scratch in game one. I don't know how you go away with the lineup that got you here, but isn't that a good thing when you can insert Evgeny Dodonov, when you can insert Ty Dellandrea, when Yanni Hakanpaa comes back? He'll likely get that third pairing, but you will have, we talk about Nils Lundqvist, whether he should be in or not. The fact is, you have a guy that's played a lot of NHL action this year and Nils Lundqvist ready to go if there's an injury, and there usually is in the playoffs when it comes to defensemen. You need more than six. That's been proven time and time again. So the Stars have some depth, and that's great, and they're healthy at the right time. If I do have a concern, and I hate to bring up concerns, when they won their last game of the season, but in their last four games, only seven goals, less than two goals a game. The defense has been really good for the Stars. Jake Oettinger has been terrific. But let's go back after the Stars had that big Sunday night win against the Avalanche, scoring seven goals. Since then, just got by the Sabres, 3-2, only scoring three goals. Shut out by the Jets. Three goals once again in a win against the Kraken. And tonight, only one goal, with the second goal being put on the board for the shootout win, with the Stars getting one goal and the Blues unable to score in the shootout. So that's credited as a goal. But they didn't dominate Buffalo, who wasn't a playoff team. They didn't dominate Seattle, who's not a playoff team. And they certainly didn't dominate St. Louis. The Jets are another thing. The Jets are streaking. So it is what it is. I mean, they went on to hammer the Avalanche. And so they had two shutouts in a row. They have a terrific goalie. That is going to be an amazing series. Jets, Avs, so many good series in hockey. But I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up. That is a slight concern, because I don't think, you know, you can just ramp up and all of a sudden, well, it's the playoffs, now we'll turn it on. So keep your eye on that, and hopefully the boys can do better offensively. But the good news is, it seems like we've seen a pendulum shift in that they are so much better. Obviously, the arrival of Chris Tanev helps, but they are so much better defensively, so much better as far as getting it out of their zone and limiting the zone time in the defensive end. And they've also made Jake Ottinger a lot better. So kudos to the six that are playing on defense, and kudos to Jake Ottinger, who, wow, that dive across the crease, that was really, really pretty. Properly pointed out by Henrik Lundqvist on TNT, who's probably out of position when he had to make that dive. But you know what? Good goalies come across. The paddle save, I mean, that was just one of, wow. You know, I mean, the fact that they can have that paddle control like they do, and that hand-eye coordination, it truly is pretty amazing. So, really excited. So what's next for the Dallas Stars? Well, we have to wait until tomorrow night, because it's not yet decided who the Stars' opponent will be. Hard to believe, but parity in the NHL this year is absolutely amazing. So both the LA Kings and the Vegas Golden Knights are in action tomorrow night. Vegas takes on Anaheim, both late games. The LA Kings host Chicago. So both teams, Vegas and the LA Kings, are at home. If Vegas wins, the Stars play the Kings. It's that simple. The Kings had a rough loss against Minnesota. They were in control. Now it's flipped. And I think you want to avoid Vegas. Obviously, the regular season comparison, Stars struggled against Vegas. Stars took all the games against the Kings. So I think it's a better matchup as far as how the Kings come at you. I'm sorry, how the Knights come at you compared to the Kings. So I really do like that matchup a lot better. That doesn't mean the Kings can't take a series from you, because like I've said, 1-8 in the East and the West, this is different. This is, Craig and I were talking about this on an earlier Spits and Suds. He hasn't seen parity like this in the NHL. I haven't seen parity like this in the NHL. I mean, let's look at the East, for example. You're the Florida Panthers, and you draw the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. I mean, that's just crazy. It's going to be an amazing series. Boston, Toronto, going to be an amazing series. Carolina, New York Islanders, really, really strong series. The only series that might not be a series are the Rangers against the Capitals. And I wish the Penguins got in, because that would have been a fun series, because the Penguins end the season as, you know, one of the hotter teams in the NHL. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast we did earlier on Wednesday with Craig Ludwig, with 17 years experience, with a lot of playoff games under his belt. And what he did was he went into the mentality as far as the different stages that he was in his playing career as a youngster, how he felt. And he compared that to Wyatt Johnston, Logan Stankoven. He also talked about Jason Robertson and the struggles of the last couple of years and what Robertson needs to do in this upcoming playoffs. And then he got into the veterans with Jamie Benn, with Matt Duchene, with Joe Pavelski, three guys that don't have the cup. They have not raised it over their head. Tyler Seguin did, but it was in his first year as a member of the Bruins. So you have some veterans on this team, and Craig used the term urgency. So I love the psychology that Craig dives into going into the playoffs. And he also explains from a player's perspective what it means as far as the rink gets smaller during the playoffs. The rink shrinks. So he goes into that, and it's a really, really good episode of today's Spits and Suds with Craig Ludwig, 17 years, two cups. So he knows what he's talking about, one of our favorite Dallas Stars of all time. So tonight was just one of those games. You got done what you needed to get done, and now we'll have playoff hockey in Dallas. As far as a schedule, I'm guessing it's going to be on Sunday. I think it would be awfully tough to expect Vegas or an LA Kings team in a late night game on the West Coast to immediately pack their bags and head to Dallas for a Saturday game. So the East is already playing on Saturday, so that means the West is likely to go and probably will go on Sunday. So we have more Spits and Suds coming up. In fact, two more in the next 2 days. So that's super cool. And the NHL this year, folks, absolutely amazing. Just when we were celebrating Connor McDavid with 100 assists, number five all time, as Nikita Kucherov becomes the fifth NHL player to get 100 assists. That happened on Wednesday night. Pretty awesome. It was confirmed that the Nashville Predators will play the Vancouver Canucks after the Stars victory. So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jeff Carter announced his retirement from the NHL, played his final game for the Penguins on Wednesday, 39 years old, 851 points, 1,321 games. And that's minus the playoff game. So well over 1,500 games as far as when you add up postseason as well as regular season, 442 goals, 409 assists. Kudos and a massive stick tap to Jeff Carter, who just, you know, it's pretty amazing. There was a site, if you get a chance, watch the highlights of Pittsburgh and the Islanders after the game. The Islanders stuck around on the ice to celebrate Jeff Carter, and they formed a line, and Jeff Carter gave the handshake, and that's all you can say. And when he went back to go to the locker room, his Penguins teammates were all there, and they basically treated him just like he scored the overtime goal as far as a massive hug. And that says all you need to know about Jeff Carter as far as we all agree. I think the time was here, but at the same time, just an absolutely amazing career. When your teammates celebrate you like that, and when the opposition celebrates you like that, that is called a room guy. Also wanted to point out tonight, you know, kind of bittersweet, because for the players of the Arizona Coyotes, they will be treated a lot better. For some of the personnel, hopefully, with the new ownership, Elliot Friedman broke the news. The NHL Board of Governors will vote as far as the new ownership and the team moving to Utah. And this all happened so fast at a packed house tonight at the Mullet to watch the Arizona Coyotes beat the Edmonton Oilers at the same time. I think what I mean, it's good for the players in that they're getting an owner who knows how to take care of athletes. They're going to be in a better arena, an NHL suited arena with better facilities. Craig talked on the podcast. He spent time out in Utah. He said it's a wonderful hockey city, Salt Lake City, and the fans love their hockey. So while I'm happy for the city of Salt Lake and for the state of Utah, personally, I would like to see them get done a new building in Arizona, because it's not necessarily, well, let's just say this. Let's go back. The team drew well when they played well, when Keith Tkachuk was on the Arizona, then Phoenix Coyotes, when Jeremy Roenick was on the Phoenix Coyotes. They had some really, really good teams, and they made some runs in the playoffs. So then they decide to move to Glendale. If you've been to Arizona, let's say, to see spring training for the Rangers, you know where Glendale is. Glendale is nowhere near Scottsdale or Phoenix. I found that out myself. On a Saturday night, I went to see the Stars and spent the weekend in Arizona. And from Scottsdale to Glendale, the part of Scottsdale I was in, on a Saturday evening when traffic is not bad at all, it took me 45 minutes to get to Glendale to see the Coyotes play the Stars. So if that's on a Saturday night, what's the attendance going to be on a Tuesday night when your epicenter of people are 30 to 45 minutes away? If you're listening in Dallas or Fort Worth, let's just say, I mean, many of you make the trek from Fort Worth to Dallas to watch the Stars. And that's absolutely awesome. And it's great that there's a train that takes you to the front of the American Airlines Center. But at the same time, I mean, massive stick tap to you guys, because that's 45, 50 minutes away. People from Frisco, 45, 50 minutes away. So like, you know, 5 to 10 games a year, absolutely. But to expect fans to travel that amount, Ottawa has the same issue with attendance. Tampa Bay, as far as the Rays in baseball, same issue. And we judge the attendance based on the fans, and we say, and I'm guilty as this as well, that it's not a hockey city. Tampa's not a baseball city. But at the same time, if you put a stadium in downtown Tampa, which the new Rays stadium is going to go in St. Pete, you draw so many more people. Ottawa, if you put it close to Ottawa, meaning Ottawa, the city, you would have so many more people. And the same will happen if an expansion team goes to Arizona and somehow they can pull off a stadium in the Scottsdale, Phoenix, or Tempe area where most of the people live. I mean, same thing happened with the New York Islanders when they moved to Brooklyn. And how many Islanders fans made the trek to Brooklyn? Not many. So what did they do? They had to move back onto the island, got a brand new arena. So sometimes the better arena deal, as far as the real estate and the deal you cut, and I know here in Dallas, Fort Worth, people can say, well, Gavin, understand, you know, baseball and football are in Arlington. Well, football's different. The Arizona Cardinals draw awfully well in Glendale, and that was right next to where the Coyotes play, but that's once a week. And if you look at the Rangers' footprint, do they have fans from Dallas that come out to the games? Of course they do. And winning certainly helps. But a lot of their fan base is Tarrant County, too. But you look at Ottawa and Arizona, and what do they also have in common? They just haven't won. So I don't blame the fans at all. In fact, I want to salute the fans for packing the barn tonight and watching their team go out in style. And hopefully the new ownership says, and the players for the Coyotes and whatever their new name will be, hopefully the players, the management stick up for the equipment managers and at least offer them the opportunity to stay with the club. Because many times people are left behind. I mean, there are, for the Arizona Coyotes, they have a whole sales team. They have a whole marketing team. So a lot of those people have found out in the last 30 days that they'll be out of a job because ownership didn't pass on these messages. The fact that the players were learning about this on social media rather than from team management really says a lot. The fact that one report, Frank Saravelli, who's been all over this, has talked about is how hotels basically grouped up. And if the Coyotes wanted to stay there, it was almost a cash in advance situation. Talks about the team plane, how it doesn't compare to other planes. So that's all going to change. But I think, you know, if you could just take a moment, if someone asks you about Arizona and it's not a hockey city, I mean, you can agree with them, but you also should be able to say, well, not the best ownership there. That wasn't good. And by the way, this ownership is probably walking away with $200 to $300 million. So didn't want to make this about an Arizona Coyotes podcast, especially when the Stars win the West. But I wanted to get those NHL nuggets in, and I think it's important to talk about that as well. So this is exciting. We have podcasts scheduled for tomorrow. We'll talk to our beast NHL insider, Sean Shapiro, on Friday, and then we'll be back for the first playoff post-game edition. And super excited. And thank you so much for sticking with us on Spits and Suds. We're not there yet, but we are on the road to a record April, and that's because of you. So more and more Spits and Suds episodes heading your way. Congratulations to you, the Stars fans. It's been a heck of a run. Sure, do we want more? Absolutely, we do. But we're going to bed, or we're waking up with a smile on our face, because the Dallas Stars are Central Division champs. The Dallas Stars are also Western Conference top seed. Whew, feels good to say that, Stars fans. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much. Have a great night.